Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1184. Speaker Mike Johnson defied threats from his Republican colleagues to oust him and scheduled a vote on individual bills to fund Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Johnson plans to have the House vote on three individual foreign aid bills, a fourth bill sanctioning Russia, China, and Iran, and a fifth bill addressing border security measures. The package largely mirrors the Senate-passed $95 billion aid package, with the exception of the border security provisions. Johnson, however, will almost certainly need Democratic votes to get the package to the floor, as well as to save his job if he faces a motion to vacate. Joe Biden endorsed the plan and urged Congress to work quickly. Moving on, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would do everything necessary to defend itself. Over the weekend, Iran launched more than 300 attack drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles at Israel after Israel attacked Iran's embassy in Syria and killed two Iranian generals. The United States, United Kingdom, and Germany have pressed Israel not to further escalate tensions with Iran and instead be satisfied with its successful air defense, which intercepted nearly all of the missiles and drones. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron, however, said it's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible. The U.S. and the EU are also planning new sanctions against Iran aimed at degrading Iran's military capacity. Still, Netanyahu said Israel will make our own decisions about how to respond to Iran's retaliatory strikes. Iran, meanwhile, warned that even the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response. Back in the United States, Arizona House Republicans, for the second time in 2 weeks, blocked an attempt to repeal the state's 160-year-old near-total ban on abortion, which was reinstated last week by the state Supreme Court. Despite pressure from Republican candidates facing competitive races in the state, including Trump and Carrie Lake, the GOP-controlled legislature blocked the Democratic-led effort to repeal the abortion ban. Arizona Republicans hold a two-seat majority in both legislative chambers. Abortion rights advocates say they've gathered enough signatures to put a proposed constitutional amendment on the November ballot that would create a fundamental right to receive abortion care until fetal viability, roughly about the 24th week of pregnancy. And finally, the Senate dismissed the impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The Democratic-controlled Senate deemed both impeachment articles unconstitutional because they didn't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. The trial was then adjourned without any votes to convict or acquit. House Republicans managed by a single vote on their second try to impeach Mayorkas back in February over his handling of the southern border, making Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.